Welcome to the 19th SNI and SNI Digital Baghdad Neurosurgery online meeting, held October 23, 2022. The introduction will be given by the meeting originator and coordinator, Samer Haas, from the Universities of Baghdad and Cincinnati. The speaker will discuss, in the midst of research, my way to neurosurgery. The speaker is Al-Kawathar M. Abdulsada, medical student, Azerbaijan Medical University, Baghdad, Iraq, and Baku, Azerbaijan. The lecture and discussion is 17 minutes.
Fifth, which is before the last presentation, from Al-Kawthar. Al-Kawthar, are you there?
Yeah, hello everyone. Hello, professors, doctors, and colleagues.
Yeah, hello. So Al-Kawthar, she's originally from Iraq. She's now doing her medical college in the fifth year in Azerbaijan. And she will share her experience. It's a little different experience. And yeah. The stage is yours, Kawthar.
Hello, everyone. I am Al-Kawthar Abdulsada, a fifth-year medical student, Iraqi-based at Azerbaijan Medical University. So before going to the midst of neurosurgery, I'm going to talk a little bit about my journey. So as I always say, this the first slide is not a movie cover. This is the picture of my university. It's not that common. So after finishing high school in Iraq, I was 17 years old and I had to move to Azerbaijan to start my med school. And as you see, it's a very modern country. They have a European lifestyle, but they are a former Soviet Union country. And we have borders with Russia and Armenia. So the beginning was very fine until the second year when COVID-19 started and the quarantine was very restricted. And so it was fine till there. So we had online lessons, but then the war started. We had war with Armenia and the Wi-Fi was cut. So I can't contact my family. I can't see them. I can't go outside until a year and a half. Then the gas wasn't there and we couldn't cook. It was a very hard situation. Good question is how to cope in such case. And I'm sharing this because I want anyone who had the same situation to know that he is not alone. It's a metaphor I use that when I went to attend the operations, neurosurgical operations, so I was comparing the pure neurosurgical anatomy with when the patient is awakening, the post-op, and when I realized that my hands were inside a human brain. The answer to how to cope is to stay busy. I was trying to read books, to play guitar, and also to study some of the vascular anatomy. I was striving to find a mentor because the online lessons were cut also. And it was my dream to find a good mentor. So after the war, after the year and a half, I went back to Iraq and I was looking online. And here the changes started. And it's not like a movie, it's the real change. I saw this post on Instagram, it all started from a phone. So I contacted Dr. Haas. I told him about my story and he allowed me to attend each procedure that they do on the team. So here's the start. I met him and I started to attend the neurosurgical operations. And I had very nice friends from the mentorship. It was the previous mentorship last year. And this one is really interesting because the patient was my father. He had a cervical lipoma and Dr. Haider Salha from the team operated on him. And this is Dr. Aufa, Dr. Mutanna, and also Dr. Haider Saleh and Dr. Mohammed Amin were my mentors there. So the centers that I had my practice were the governmental and the private hospitals in Iraq. I was very excited to start writing medical researches, but I wasn't familiar to the system there. So I started with paperwork, like organizing the students' attendings and also the international collaboration papers. This was a task that we had to do by Dr. Aufa, to do 50 MAT researches so that we can do our first intraoperative suture. And it's a real point of change in every student's life. Then we started to go to the scientific wise progress. I prepared two presentations and gave them the previous mentorship. The interesting things that in these 2 months, I attended more than 70 neurosurgical and endovascular procedures, and I made this logbook, which was signed by Dr. Haas. And they were equal for endovascular and vascular surgeries, and the neurovascular surgeries were equal also for the oncology and vascular. Here the era of Iraq ended, and I have this caption, it's my favorite from a movie, "Let everything happen to you, beauty enter, no feeling is final." So I went back to Iraq, it was my fourth year medical. I went back to Azerbaijan, it was my fourth year medical school, and I kept my online connection with Dr. Haas. And we started the Dandy Neurosurgical Club in Iraq to establish, and I was a founding member and a membership officer. Unfortunately, I couldn't practice at the Pan-Arab meeting that was held in Beirut because I was here, I couldn't travel. But I was looking for conferences here, and I participated at the Student Scientific Society conference, which was held in our university. And I kept my practice in neurosurgery. I was also attending in governmental and private hospitals. Then I didn't stop there. I was looking for a second mentor. So I contacted Dr. Rauf, he's my second mentor here. He's a brilliant neurosurgeon. He has a practice in Germany and in Europe, also in Turkey. He finished his specialty in Turkey. So the first day I went to meet him, after contacting him, I saw this patient. She was 2 years old, and I asked about her. He said that it's a 1 year follow-up. I asked about her case, and he said that she had ectopic schwannoma, and it's a very rare case. So I decided to make a research about it, and I took her data, I took her pre and post MRIs. I took her endocrine analysis, and it was also in Azerbaijani language. I translated them into English and started to look in the literature. So I made a case report and a literature review, and this is the MRI, the preoperative MRI, and it shows the cellular and extending supracellularly compressing the third ventricle schwannoma. And postoperatively, it's a perfect tumorectomy. So I made a literature review, and I found that the reported cellular schwannomas are 34 cases. But interestingly, it was all for adults. And this was the first case to be reported in pediatrics. Actually, this case is published in SNI. And this is postoperatively, and this is when you follow up. So Dr. Rauf is asking her about how much she saw, and she said 2 and 3 in Azerbaijani language. I forgot to explain about the case. So schwannomas are a cranial nerve sheath tumors. They arise from the Schwann cells that are covering the axons of cranial nerves. And the interesting thing about this case that wasn't related to any cranial nerves, it was ectopic. So I made the case report about the discussion exactly about the theories that these schwannomas can be arise from. And the reviewers' comments were very nice. They said that about Dr. Loeb's work, it was excellent resection, especially in the perspective of a highly vascular and rubbery tumor tissue. And it was a valuable contribution to the literature. And the third comment was about asking about the histopathology pictures, which I ordered also. This is the second research. I actually like these researches the most because I wrote them from zero and they were my first. So this one is about the functional anatomy of the foramina of Lushka revisited. I made a timeline about the milestones and related events about the development of the foramina of Lushka discovery, revising the original work written by Lushka, Hubert von Lushka, the German anatomist. And it was also accepted by the SNI, but they also wanted the additional picture from the original work. And Dr. Haas made this funny comment that he thought it's a trend that everything I write is accepted unless they, unless I add a figure. And this is actually the figure I added from the original work. And back on track, I kept on attending the Doctor of Surgeries, my second mentor. And this one was about grade 4 glioblastoma. Now getting to the midst of research, these are the two papers that are published now. And these ones are accepted. And the file is about, this file is about all the submitted papers till now, after a year of being in this mentorship. And a new concept in this mentorship was the sub-mentorship that the new students who are now into research may teach another students. So I had to be a leader for five teams. And these are ongoing researches now. For example, yesterday we had this Zoom with Dr. Hose and he was reviewing our writing, like a review series for all our works. And this is a routine Google search that we make before and after the mentorship. It's very interesting that it was zero results and now we have, I have like eight results. This is about repeating the loop, like the war started again with Russia and it affected us, between Russia and Ukraine, and also the monkeypox and the quarantine again. But we are going on. So the take-home messages are never ignore an opportunity. And I can add to this that look for opportunity. Don't just wait for it, because I was trapped here. I was between four walls exactly. And I was striving to find a mentor, and finding a good mentor is a real gift. And adaptation is necessary everywhere. I didn't finish I didn't hide my medical school at Iraq, but when I went back last year, I tried to adapt everything. And mindset is flexible wherever you are, wherever you want to be. And the journey is the fun. The arrival is just boring. Maybe someone will see this is very difficult and I won't be able to finish any of this, but it's really interesting. And my favorite quote from Dr. Ho is that honesty and good intentions are the answer to hope. Because I had good intentions and I really want to learn, I found him. And thanks all. Yeah, actually the neurosurgical research process is undeveloped here, but psychiatrists and oncology are well developed.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Al-Kawthar. I really congratulate you. And I feel that you have a really resident level. You are not a medical student, especially with that Kafka. And yeah, thank you.
hope you enjoy these presentations. The information provided in this program is for informational purposes and is not intended for use as diagnosis or treatment of a health problem or as a substitute for consulting a licensed medical profession. Please fill out your evaluation of this video to attain CME credit. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Send your questions or comments to ausman@snidigital.org. This program has been supported by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation, owner of SNI and SNI Digital, and the Waymaster Corporation, producers of the Leading Gen television series, Silent Majority Speaks and Role Models, and the new Medical News Network. Thank you.